crap.
Chuck Chad freestyle. What? I'm recording both sides, so don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Chuck Chad freestyle for Sunday, July 27th. Dog days of podcasting continue, and I am joined by Craig Stepp. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Chuck.
Where? This is less formal than Technorama. There's not even any music. Here, we can pretend. There. We don't have a theme song. Yeah. There. That's all the production you're getting.
Okay.
And I can cough and hack on this one, too.
Nice.
Quick Dragon Con update. The Parsec judging is done, so don't try to bribe me now.
Oh, wait a minute. You were a judge?
I was a judge. I was a judge last year.
Oh, man. Nobody asked me.
Maybe there's a reason for that.
Maybe.
We just finished up Technorama, so I said, hey, since we stopped recording one show, let's just go right into the next one, and we'll take care of both at once.
Sure. Why not?
I tried on the Farnsworth costume today.
Yeah. You were mentioning that. So how did it go?
I wanted to make... it started out by asking Donna, do we have any safety pins? And she said, well, I have a few. Because we used to have this big bucket of sewing stuff, like little pins for tacking things down and needles and thread, and I swear there were a billion safety pins in there, but I can't find that bucket anymore. She found me about four, and I said, I could really use about six. Let me tell you what I'm using them for. Yesterday I went out, and if you listen to yesterday's freestyle, you'll know I got a a pillow to work as the belly, because I don't have enough belly to be Farnsworth.
Right.
So it's a Chicago Bears football helmet pillow. And I'm using, if I just stick it on my stomach and use my shirt and pants to hold it up, it looks like I got a pillow stuffed in my pants.
Sure.
So to round out the shape.
You're compensating for something, donkey.
I'm using ace bandages to sort of give it a little more shape and hold it to me so it doesn't start sliding down the pants as I walk.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
And it worked out pretty well, but the ace bandages start to shift over time. So I'm being kind of careful. We got some things to work out. So I packed a few safety pins along with it. I also packed, what else did I throw in the box? I've got one of the old Slice of Sci-Fi, or no, I'm sorry, Winging It bottle openers for you that I picked up in Phoenix at the pool party.
Okay.
And a Slice of Sci-Fi t-shirt for you. These are nice. These are surprises, so act surprised when I give them to you.
Yeah.
And I have your 4-gig thumb drive that you accidentally abscombed about 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I have one more recent than that. I was thinking, I wonder where that thing's at.
And it keeps depreciating in value. I saw 8-gig thumb drives for like $5 today.
Oh, yeah. They're crazy low price.
So I have an option on the Farnsworth costume. I have the turtleneck, which would be more canon, but also warmer, and it's a little too dark. The teal dye didn't turn out quite as light as I had hoped. But I have a t-shirt that's a lot closer to the color that his sweater is. So I'm going with the t-shirt for coolness and color rather than the turtleneck.
Yeah, I would say, probably the t-shirt's probably fine, as long as it looks good,
So unfortunately, my Coke bottle glasses, I accidentally dinged them on the counter and the lens popped off. So I'm going to glue those back on tomorrow. Scott's going to help me with that.
I wanted to ask you about that.
Okay, yes.
So you made these glasses. How are they made? Because you've got to be able to look through them.
You know those gag Coke bottle glasses, those nerdy ones that you can buy for like $5?
No.
You have... Come on, Kevin Devon had them years ago. Remember he put them on and he had that picture of the nerd glasses?
Oh, I know, yes.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about now. Yeah, go on Amazon and just look for nerd glasses, right? It's got this guy with the alfalfa hairdo and the Coke bottle glasses. Well, those lenses pop out. And I bought two plastic canisters of toothpicks. And the tops of those are about 3/4 to 1 inch thick. And they fit perfectly on the ends of those Coke bottle glasses. But unfortunately, the glue that Scott and I used to put them on got on the lenses and they kind of clouded up. So this breakage actually works in my favor because now I can take out the inner lens and just look through the outer lens.
Okay, so you're going to be able to look through it.
Oh, yeah, I can look through. I can look through and see where I'm going and everything. So that's it for Dragon Con. Moving update. We normally have a festival at the end of February. kitty corner from where our church. We have church in the park most Sundays at 9:15. Only this Sunday, there's no church in the park because there's a annual festival called Art in the Park, where lots of local artisans get together, yeah, and you can buy things made out of clay and paintings and nice photographs and everything. Well, this year we didn't even go in the park because we said we don't have any place to put anything. We're not collecting anything, and we don't even want to buy any Christmas presents right now. So we sort of gave that up. It was the first year we did not do Art in the Park in as long as we can remember.
Well, all you're going to do is grab something to move with.
I don't want anything to move with. We're getting rid of things. Donna sold our couch and chair from the living room. It has like a chase on the end of the couch. So mm-hmm. the living room is all but naked right now. In fact, this chair I'm sitting in is going in the living room tomorrow, Tuesday. So who knows where I'm going to be podcasting from next week.
I figured that you were probably pretty much at the end of selling stuff because you finally put the house up.
No, we're still selling things. The more we can sell, the less we have to move.
Well, I was like, oh, they must be done selling stuff. They got down to the house.
No, I put some pictures on Facebook wondering if anybody will take a bite on that. Hey, it worked for me, right? That's how I found out Mike was selling his house. What else? I just covered like three bullets in just banter. Wow, that was amazing. You know what I discovered?
What's that?
So remember 4 years ago, I bought all new like video entertainment system for the family room with a 65-inch TV and a nice cabinet mm-hmm. and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Be careful, people, because if you have furniture like that and you clean the furniture regularly, you're going to get this dull spot where the TV was. So we moved the TV because we had carpet cleaners in on Friday. We picked up the TV and we moved it and went, oh, man, it looks like something's been sitting on this TV. Well, we didn't realize it's not the TV stand on top of this cabinet that's doing the damage. It's just the stuff around it was getting polished every few weeks and polished and polished and polished. And that spot underneath the TV was not. So now there's this, like, dull, unfinished spot. Donna has gone over it about three times, and it's close, but you can still see where the TV was. So just a word of warning.
It's kind of like we have some wood floors downstairs,
mm-hmm.
and we had an area rug. It's almost in the same spot for probably 5 years.
Doesn't take long.
And so when we move it, it was like, wow, look, the floor looks brand new under there.
You'll either find that it looks brand new or it looks really old because it was never polished or furnished.
Yeah, it actually looked brand new because there was no... So we got animals, so there was obvious scratches on the register, just a little bit, not like glaring, but enough where when you move the carpet, you're just like, wow, look at there. It's kind of funny.
Do you make tea?
Kim does.
Does she use like one of those things that you soak in the cup or does she use a press or how does she usually make the tea?
For tea, she's got a machine. It'll sit there and almost like a coffee maker. It'll pour water over the tea bags.
Someone gave Donna sort of almost like a mechanical tea bag thing. It's shaped like a monkey. You put the tea in one side of the monkey. I did this morning. This first time I used it. The monkey splits in half like a clamshell almost. And you put mm-hmm. your tea inside. I was making chamomile this morning. And then you fasten the monkey back together. So he's got like two hollow halves. And mm-hmm. he's full of holes. Well, it hangs on the end of the cup with his arms come out. And his arms are on hinges. So his arms come out and hang on the edges of the cup. So he's soaking in the water. I thought, well, that's pretty cool. Until I actually...
Soaking his bum in the water.
Well, he's not soaking his bum in the water. It was kind of sadistic because I put the tea in there and then the water came to a boil in the kettle and I'm pouring it in going, I'm pouring hot water over a monkey and then he's drowning. This is not good.
Smiling. What?
I'm drowning a smiling steel monkey. I guess whatever makes your thing entertaining. So that was my...
You have your chamomile, that's okay.
Yeah, chamomile monkey tea. Do you get, everybody gets too much annoying email. I'm finding that I'm turning off more and more annoying email. If I see something come into my Gmail box, the first thing is, can I turn this off? I look for that unsubscribe as fast as I can. But some things aren't really unsubscribable. I told Twitter, turn off the notifications, and then they still kept sending me stuff. So now I've just gone, look, anything from Twitter, I just made a Gmail filter that says delete it. I really don't care who's following me today. And it's getting to be too noisy.
I got not just Twitter, but I get a lot of stuff from, well, Twitter alone, but a lot of messages that I'm like, it's really more of a hassle than anything. Since I'm using the Gmail's categorized inboxes,
it makes
it much easier because I can just.
Do you ever go to those other mailboxes?
Yeah, from time to time I'll scan through them because sometimes something might get in there, but it's very rare. Like a receipt, sometimes they show up in not promos, but one of those other folders.
Yeah,
but usually I just scan through it and then I just select all and delete.
I never found the value of those because I'm always afraid something's going to end up in the wrong place. Like, just show me the mail. I'm pretty good at going through it myself and keeping the inbox to zero. So I never saw much value in it. But people who have way too much email who aren't organized think that's a way of being organized. And that's the only thing I can figure out is it's a crutch.
Well, yes and no. I would say that the reason I do like it is it makes it easier for me to scan through it. I can go, okay, these are going to be all promo stuff. I don't have to scan through it as hard as I would an inbox, you know, or
how hard is it to scan through your inbox? You go, nope, delete it. Nope, delete it. There's an action item. Good. I'll deal with that.
Put it this way. I would give 5% attention to all this promo stuff and just select all and delete as opposed to my inbox. I'd have to go, you know, spend a little more time. So
all right. Whatever works for you, man.
It just seems a little faster to me. I go, okay, I don't see anything. Select all, delete.
I'm just the only good thing about moving is one of the accounts that I've used for years and years and years is through Time Warner. And when we ditch Time Warner, I ditch that account and it gets a lot of promo mail. That's not even necessarily spam, but we use that for all those junky accounts like, hey, you want to sign up for our membership thing? Sure. And when I move, you got nothing.
I don't even check the email that our ISP has set up for us. So I hope they're not sending us anything important.
I signed up with one recently with my Time Warner account. Only I was signing up on a website and I put it in Lenny Iserall's name. And every once in a while now I get this mail, Lenny, we haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Lenny.
Lenny,
we got this great opportunity for you.
I think I mentioned this a few years ago and I noticed it again today in church. That this must be the season of Hayes modem commands. Because, you know, you have Pentecost and Lent and Advent. Because they've put the decoration on the pulpit again that says plus, plus, plus. I'm sorry. Not many people will get that. But that's the old string you used to. That was the escape command to get back to the command prompt on the old Hayes modem command set. And I look at that pulpit and I go, okay, I'm the only one here who's thinking that. I'm sure I'm the only one here who's thinking that.
Hopefully. Nah.
I was going to take a picture of the church today and say, all right, do you spot the geek reference in here? And finally, I am almost all the way cut over to Google Drive. I am just about done ditching Dropbox. There's only one thing that's still filing in there. I've got my public folder because I have a few things out there in the internet. Like, I think the icon on my signature on the community at work may be referencing that. Mm-hmm. And my KeePass database is in my public folder. Then I'll merge the public folder into Google Drive. And we move Technorama over to Google Drive. So all the Technorama audio bits are there now.
Now, why did you do that? Why did you decide to get rid of Dropbox?
The catalyst was Gmail, actually. The mobile Gmail account on my iPhone and on your Android. When you hit that paperclip, it can now pull from Google Drive. And I thought, that is amazing. Because now I can put my personal files on my laptop and boom, pull them up. Because I don't know if you've noticed. I don't think Android is quite this dumb, but Apple is. Their mail app doesn't let you do attachments. You have to start from an app like Photos and say, I want to mail this photo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sure.
Which like, is great for a photo, but try mailing a Word document to someone from your phone. It's not any fun. So having that capability with Gmail makes it a lot easier. And I went, that's it. I've been on the fence. I've been thinking about it. Google Drive gives you 25 gig. I was using about 7 in my email. This is another 4 or 5 in Dropbox, maybe 8. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm up to 15. I've still got 10 to go. Whereas before I was going, oh, I got 2 or 3 in Dropbox. I've got all the free stuff. I've played all the games. I've referred all my friends. I'm not going to get much more out of that. So I went to Google Drive. It still has the same sync features. I had a couple shared folders, like with you on Technorama, with my family in the family folder. So I've got to get the girls and Donna over to Google Drive, which isn't really hard. And I will be pretty much off of Dropbox. Now, I did clean out a lot of Dropbox stuff a year or two ago by putting it into Evernote, because you can store files in there, and you can search them, and you can reference them. And when you open them and save them, they save back to Evernote, so you don't have to detach them and reattach them. And
that's really nice, you know, being able to open a spreadsheet and make some changes, and it goes back into Evernote. Well, it's the same thing with Google Drive. You can open it, do some changes, and it goes back in there.
Yeah, my career history document is in Evernote. And then if I ever need a resume, there it is. So once a month I get this reminder that says, hey, go update your career history document. And I think, what did I do this past month that was noteworthy and career history worthy? I put it in there, and I'm done. Now, I'm sorry, I'm getting on to like manager tools, career tools stuff here. But it's the Christmas club, folks. Maintain it as it goes, and then you don't have to remember anything in 5 years when someone says, hey, you got a resume? Like, oh, what did I do for the last 5 years?
Yeah, right.
It's all done. Now I can pick and choose. I can say, that's a little weak. Nah, that's good. This fits that job that I'm applying for here, but that one doesn't fit that one. So lots of fun. That's my freestyle for today. Wow, that one went a little long, but probably because Craig was here to talk to.
I'm showing the fun meter on a webcam here.
The fun meter? Ooh! Yeah. Was that the high end or the low end? Which way are you going?
We're going this way.
We're still on the Hangout from Technorama, but that's not being recorded. So I am going to cut it there this time for really for sure, because sometimes I say I'm going to stop and then I keep talking. Tomorrow, what's happening tomorrow? Work, playing catch up, and then I'm gonna catch up with you then. So
I've got so much. I got too much to do this week.
We all do. Deadlines make time go fast. Deadlines for work. Deadlines for Dragon Con. Deadlines for moving. Deadlines for getting Lisa moved to college. Bah, it's mind boggling. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Till next time. 101.
101. See ya.